Sports Freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union. Serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air. Unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill. Serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
And happy Monday, everybody. I'll tell you what, normally not a big fan of liquid sunshine, but it's been so dry around here. Kind of nice to see a little rain falling, and we're going to have that for the next couple of days. You heard Mark filling in for Paul, doing a little weather there, talking about that. So I'm okay with a little bit of rain to kind of end these dry conditions. But hey, a lot going on in the sports world. Of course, Game 3 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. Scene shifts there for the next three games. We'll play tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Tyler Glasnow on the mound for the Dodgers against Max Scherzer. For the Blue Jays, of course, Toronto put a whooping on the Dodgers in Game 1. But then Yamamoto came back with a complete game. Dodgers evened up the series, and now Game 3 tonight in L.A. So go Dodgers, that's all I got to say. And, man, we have got a great show tonight. I'm super excited about all three of my guests. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Chucky Brown, the former NC State Wolfpack star. He's also has 13-year pro career as well, coached a little bit too. But Chucky is now the analyst for men's basketball radio on the Wolfpack Radio Network. He had a chance to call the game yesterday. There was a doubleheader. NC State played. The women played Maryland, and then the men played South Carolina. Both those games were down at the Greensboro Coliseum, and the women were victorious. The men trailed by 9 with about 4 minutes to go, came back. Paul McNeil actually hit a last-second three that sealed the deal for the Wolfpack. So talk to Chucky about that. Get his thoughts on just the ACC as a whole as well, and it's always good just catching up with the former Wolfpackers and a guy that knows a whole lot about the sport of basketball. And coming up around 6:30, Ryan McGee from ESPN. Always love talking with Ryan. So much going on in college football. I tell you what, the coaching carousel, normally you see these things happening, you know, in the offseason, but man, Brian Kelly got fired, the LSU coach let go yesterday. So we'll get his thoughts on what's going on there. We've had, I think, about 9 coaches, and just the last 3 that got fired, there's like $120 million worth of buyouts that these schools have to pay or something crazy like that. So anyway, so we'll talk to McGee about that, and maybe a little baseball with him too, because he loves him some baseball as well. And then during the home stretch around 6:45, going to bring in my Friday night compadre, my partner Ron Wagner. He was not with me Friday night when we called the Mountain Heritage and Hendersonville game. He took the night off to take a trip down towards the Chapel Hill area because he is a huge Virginia fan, loves the Wahoos, and they got a very exciting win in overtime, and Ron was there in person. So we'll get his thoughts about that ball game. Plus, talk a little bit more about high school football as the updated RPI has come out. This will be the final week of the regular season. And our Mountain Credit Union game of the week will be Friday night at East Henderson as the Eagles host Tuscola. I will be off on Friday. My wife and I get out of town for a little belated 30th wedding anniversary. So we're going to sneak out and go down to Wilmington. And then so we'll be gone. And then Ron's going to be out of town. So Canio Costanzo is going to be filling in again. He did the Brevard East game a couple weeks ago. He'll be back again on Friday helping us out. And, hey, I actually had a chance to sit down today and kind of look over high school basketball because that's coming around the corner too. So Ron and I will be on the call for high school basketball this year as well. So we'll get that schedule out to you very soon because, man, they start playing pretty soon. Of course, we'll see what happens with some of our local teams because, again, a lot of those guys play both sports. So we'll see how football bleeds into basketball. All right, let's take a break when we come back. I'm super excited to reach out to one of my favorite all-time Wolfpackers, Mr. Chucky Brown, going to join me next. You're listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap to pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Hey, I'm Bernie Miller with Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage. Do you have stiff neck, sore back, achy knees, or hips. Maybe a headache that just won't quit. I help people feel better, whether you're an athlete or just tired of hurting. My sessions are easy, personalized, and totally pain-free. We'll work together to get you moving better and living with less pain. Let's get you feeling good again. Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage, where pain ends and performance begins. Call me at 243-3127 and I'll get you on the schedule.
This October, every visit to EM is a chance to win. Each yoga class earns you an entry to win a full year of unlimited yoga. Every massage is an entry to win a 90-minute massage. Facials and Reiki sessions, each one gives you the chance to win a free service. At EM, we offer yoga, infrared heat, and massage in a warm, supportive space where everybody can move, strengthen, and heal. Whether you're building resilience, easing pain, or simply finding peace, YAM is here to support your journey. YAM, move, strengthen, heal.
And welcome back to the Sports Week Hour, everybody. Mike Morgan here with you on WTZQ. And, you know, man, I'm excited. Once I kind of started figuring out how can I get a hold of this guy, how can we get him on the air with me to talk a little Wolfpack and anything else he wants to talk about. And I'm not saying this because he's on the show with me. I'm sucking up to him. I'm saying this because I really mean it. He is one of my favorite all-time NC State men's basketball players, Mr. Chucky Brown. Chucky, welcome to the Sports Freak Hour. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
Man, it is great to have you on with me as well. And, of course, Chucky played at NC State from, what, 85 to 89, correct? I got your years right, I think. Yep.
85 to 89, yep.
Played for the great Jim Valvano, didn't you?
Yeah, that Coach V.
Yeah, man, I tell you, he's amazing. And now you're – just talk about your new role. Congratulations. Tony Haynes, the longtime analyst who did football and basketball for years with Gary Hahn. Gary retired a couple of years ago. Matt Chazanow is the new play-by-play guy. And now Tony's retiring at the end of football season, so Chucky is sliding into that basketball seat. You did a great job last night in that exhibition game. And just talk about how excited you are to be calling Wolfpack basketball.
Yeah, I'm very excited, man, and I was, excited to get the call. You know, the call just kind of came out of left field for me because, I had been doing radio, but it had been like, on a national radio with Compass Media, and I was kind of like filling in for guys, like when they couldn't make it, and, I'd been doing like, Michigan State, Penn State, Illinois, Wisconsin. I've been to Wisconsin a couple of times doing games up there. I'd done a few ACC games too. During COVID, I did, Florida State and Louisville. Mm-hmm. I was up there. I did that game. I've done a couple of Carolina Duke games, but it was on the national, national radio. To be able to, do NC State. I mean, that's a whole different, I got a little nervous because, you doing it for your school and, you want to do it for your school and you always want to be affiliated with your school, someplace that you spent 4 years and, you worked hard and helped put some wins on the board. Mm-hmm. You always want to be associated with your school, and to get that call, it was very exciting. It was very exciting.
Oh yeah, Chucky Brown on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline with us here tonight. He is a new analyst for men's basketball, and you can hear him on the Wolfpack Radio Network. And, it's funny, Chucky, because I don't know where this came from, but years ago, it may have been WTVD did it or something. They always called you Leland's Chucky Brown. So I swear, I've always called you Leland's Chucky Brown. So where did that come from? Do you remember that became kind of popular back when you were playing? I'm just curious. That's just for me more than anything else. That's where you're from, of course. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's actually it's a small town called Navassa, which is it's like Leland, Navassa. They're two separate towns. Navassa is a small town.
Okay.
My father's from the small town Navassa, but like my people just say Leland because Navassa was so small. And, Navassa is growing a little bit. Now, like every place, Leland is growing as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, one of my teachers, Mr. Cox, he used to call me the Leland Flash.
Ah, there you go.
I don't know how he got that, but he used to call me the Leland Flash. And that might be how some of those names got out.
Maybe so. Well, we've always called you Leland's Chucky Brown. I thought that was kind of funny. All right, so listen, great job on a call yesterday. Exhibition game in Greensboro. Men and women both played. Women beat Maryland. All right, the guys were down, with 4 minutes to go, down 9, but came back and we were able to pull it out. Paul McNeil hit the big 3. What were your impressions of the Wolfpack in their thrilling win and exhibition style over South Carolina yesterday?
Yeah, I thought they looked pretty good. I thought that Coach Wade was trying a lot of different things out. But I think that, you know, of course he wanted to win, you know, and it showed just like the grit. You know, NC State has always been about, you know, not to bash any other school or any other person, but, you know, we've always been about grit and toughness. You know, Carolina is a little bit different. You know, they're a little bit more clean cut. You know, Duke has always been known as, you know, like the preppy bunch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just, the NC State is just a different, you know, like hard. It's not that they're not hardworking.
Right.
They're just hardworking, but in business suits, and they do it different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't mind, it seems like we don't mind, you know, having our shirt untucked while we're at work. You know what I'm saying? If I could say it like something different and nobody get mad at me. You know what I'm
with you.
So we kind of do it like that. And I think that they showed that by being down 9 because that game, you know, down 9 and the other team has the ball. You know, all they got to do now is run clock and get good shots. You know what I'm saying? But what ended up happening is, you know, the defense turned up. We got turnovers and got to the free throw line and was able to score with the clock stopped. And, you know, we had a nice run. But I thought they looked really good. I thought that there were areas where they will get better at, that they have to get better at. And Coach Wade mentioned that, you know, they have to shoot better free throws, for one. And, you know, the defensive rebounding has to be better and the defensive rotation. So those are things that, you know, you can correct and, you know, you can correct those rather quickly. And, you have a week to correct them before, North Carolina Central comes into the building and, you know, they probably, you know, feel like they have a chance to win. So you got a week, and they should feel like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you have a week to correct those things and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I thought they looked pretty good.
Yeah. Overall, not too bad. Chucky Brown on the Mountain Credit Union hotline here tonight. And I tell you, you've been around him. You got to see him coach one game. I know you've been around the team some. During the preseason, what's been your take on Coach Wade? Because I know a lot of Wolfpack fans are really loving what he has brought to the table so far.
Yeah. I love what I see in practice. As far as him holding guys accountable, you know, a lot of times, and this is not to, like I said, I'm not trying to bash anybody or nothing like that. But a lot of times, you know, we live in an era where people don't want to be held accountable.
Yeah.
People, you know, like in college, you know, you get on a kid, they may leave, not like what you say, they may they can transfer and go on to another school.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because they don't like what you say. So, you know, we're in an era, in that type of era, and you know, to see him get on guys and to see those guys not take it personal, and you know, hear what he's saying and just, you know, go out and correct it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing, and I think it's great that he's able to get on guys, because, you know, if you don't hold people accountable, you don't hold your teammates accountable, you don't hold your coaches accountable, then, you know, you're not going to have a good team. But if you hold each other accountable, then you don't want to let the other guy down. I know that's how we felt. You know, I never wanted to let a teammate down. If I had to get a rebound or if it was a rebound to be gotten, I felt like I had to get it, and that, you know, to not let my teammate down. If Shaq couldn't get the rebound, I had to get it. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to let my team down. I just think that looks like what could be happening over there now.
Yeah, I went there. And you know, I've heard the comparison. A lot of people said it. Of course, you played for Coach Valvano. A lot of people say Will Wade reminds them a little bit of Jimmy V. Do you see some of those similarities between Wade and Coach Valvano?
Yeah, I do see those similarities. I see the big similarity for me. You know, a lot of people may not think a lot of it, but, you know, I've been to a lot of different colleges, and, you know, it's just different at NC State because, you know, you can come to NC State and coach, but that's not going to be good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to come and you have to be out in the public and you have to mingle with people. And I think that's what Coach Wade has done, which Coach Valvano did that same thing. Like, people want to see you. They want to talk to you. They want to touch you. And that's not saying that the other coaches didn't do that. They did it, but probably not enough. I think the one that did it the most probably in the last few years was Mark Godfrey. He got out, and, you know, he was out there. You know what I'm saying? He was out there.
Yeah.
And, You know, Herb Sendek just wasn't that type of guy. Great coach, just kind of a quiet guy. He just wanted to do his thing, and it was business for him, which is fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even like, you know, with the reputation Sid had, Sid didn't really get out there like that mm-hmm. in the public. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Wade is getting out there. He's going. You see him out at places to eat, and you know, so like, and that's what people want to see here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. You know, you can't just come here and coach, and that's it. We're gonna pay you so many millions, and then you're not gonna talk to us. Nah, man, you're in a relationship with the players, the fans, everybody. So, I think he's done a great job of getting out and mingling with the people.
Okay, I got asked this question the other day, and I thought I'd pose it to you two because. Looking at the landscape of college athletics now with NIL and everything going on, the way it's all happening, somebody asked me the other day, how do you think Coach Valvano would have done if he could coach today? So if he was able to coach today, how do you think Coach V would do given what's the state of college basketball right now? Think he would be successful?
Oh, yeah. I think he still would have been successful because, you know, he had a way of, I guess you could say, taking care of us legally, you know what I'm saying? Things that were illegal back then. He had a way of finding a legal way to take care of us. Like, for example, when I can remember nights where, you know, I was hungry and the cafeteria closed mm-hmm. and, you know, myself and Shackelford would drive over to his house and say, hey, Coach, we hungry. So he would have his wife fix us something to eat real quick and we'd go back to the dorm.
Yeah.
So, I think he still would have been successful also because of his personality.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he probably could have been even more successful with, you know, with the NIL. I mean, Coach V knew how to raise money.
Yeah.
You know, he became an athletic director. So, you know, obviously he was doing something right. So, I think he would have definitely been successful in this era.
Yeah, because we've seen so many coaches, you know, just kind of throw their arms up and walk away from the game, you know, kind of quit. And you still got the old school guys. Izzo's still out there. Bill Self's still there. You still got some of the guys that have been around for a while. But it's totally different. Do you kind of wish you were playing now instead of when you played back in the 80s?
No, I'm glad I played when I played. I wish they could have paid us when we played. That's probably the only thing. But, no, I love the era that I played in. It was a great era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a great era. It was a tough era to play in, and you know, I love that era. I don't wish I was playing now. I mean, you know, these kids today, they're really good, but the way the game is played has just changed. You know what I'm saying? But they're still really good players. I think that I think they could definitely adapt if the style of play, they could adapt and play in our era. We could adapt and play in their era. I think, you know, basketball players, we can play in any era. Anybody can play in any era. You know, you just have to adapt. And I just think that, you know, I'm glad I played in the era that I played. And I don't have a wish or a regret at all, you know, to be playing today. Actually, I'm glad I'm not playing today because they got all that social media stuff. And, man, I'm glad we didn't have that when I played.
You know, I tell my kids all the time, I love to drop them into the 80s. I graduated high school in 83 and college in 87, so I was right in there, you know, during the national championship and during your time at State, you know. So it was Haywood Jeffries. Remember Haywood, the wide receiver out of Greensboro? His roommate, Anthony Oliver, was a roommate. His quarterback was my roommate at Wingate for a little while. And, so it was just, you know, so again, I've loved the Wolfpack my whole life. David Thompson's my hero. My uncle went there. My son went there. So I'm a card-carrying member of Wolfpack Nation. And you know, and we look at it. Let's just shift gears real quick here before I let you go. ACC, I mean, Duke, we're seeing what Boozer's been doing. Their freshman's going to be really good this year. And then you've got the Carolinas up there ranked. Wake Forest should be pretty good. I'm just excited that the Big Four, looks like the Big Four, Wake Forest, NC State, Carolina, Duke, all four should be really good this year. And to me, that's when the ACC is good, is when the Blue Bloods, the Big Four, are playing good. Do you feel that way, too?
Oh, yeah. I can remember, you know, when I first moved to North Carolina, man, and, you know, NC State was good, Carolina was good, Duke was good, and Wake Forest was good.
Oh, yeah.
And there was only eight teams in the ACC, and you had Virginia was good, you know, because Ralph Sampson was there. So, you know, you had a really tough ACC. You know, Georgia Tech was up and coming at the time. You know, Maryland was good.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, when you have, especially when you have NC State, Carolina, Duke, and Wake Forest. When they're good, that's good for the ACC. And I really think that the ACC, after what happened to it, or what's been happening to the ACC over the years, you know, now that the SEC used to be known as a football conference. Yeah. Now you can't just say that anymore.
No.
You know what I'm saying? The Big Ten was also known as a football conference.
Right.
You can't say that anymore.
No. Yeah, you're right.
You know, so, I mean, the Big 12 was known as a football conference. You can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that with the emergence of the NIL, those conferences were ahead of the ACC as far as, like, spending money.
Yeah.
You know, all of the ACC teams didn't spend money. There's only a few. You know, I guess Louisville spent money. They got better. But, you know, Duke probably spent the most money, and they got to a Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, Carolina spent a little bit of money. They weren't that good. So now they went out and spent more money. You know, NC State has spent more money. So, you know, all the schools are now spending money.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then that's just what it is. You know, it's kind of like almost like pro basketball, pretty much, the way things are going. You know, pro basketball in college, you know.
Yeah.
And, I think the ACC is going to be really good this year.
I think so too.
I think because they spent some money. I think you know, last year the ACC was sort of a joke to most conferences other than Duke. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now it'll be more teams than just Duke that the NCAA teams will have to worry about.
Yeah, we saw what Louisville did last year. Pat Kelsey basically trying to do the same thing Will Wade's going to try and do this year, but a brand new roster. Whole new group of guys other than McNeil who hit the big three yesterday to win it for him. All right, so Copeland had some unbelievable moments in that game last week. Second half, he came out and basically took over. I thought Arsenal had some good moments. Darion Williams, preseason player of the year. Who were maybe some guys, along with those guys, that kind of stuck out in the game and guys who need to be playing good as we get ready for North Carolina Central next week?
Yeah, I think that I thought that Copeland played really well. I thought that last group that he had in, that's probably going to be his guys when it comes, you know, it comes down to it. You know, the guy that, what's the kid? I can't think of his name right now. Came off the bench, and hit the last three.
Paul McNeil.
Yeah. So Paul McNeil, I think Paul McNeil is going to be really big. I think, Abel is going to be big. But I think that the kid, from Michigan State, Holloman, you know, he's going to be big. Now, the decision that Wade is going to have to make, it looks like, to me, just seeing that a little bit, is whether he's going to start Holloman or bring him off the bench because, you know, you want your bench to have some type of firepower. Now, if you start Holloman and you bring McNeil and you got McNeil and Abel, you young coming off the bench, you do want a little bit of a veteran presence coming off the bench. And Holloman can come off the bench and play starter minutes. So it depends, you know, but you don't want to have to, McNeil started, so you don't want to have him coming off the bench and throw Holloman in there and then that take away from his confidence. So, I mean, he's got some good problems to worry about, you know, because you got some good players and got some really good guards. I think that we're guard rich.
Oh, yeah.
I'll call it. So we're guard rich and you need to have a good backcourt in order to win. I think that the bigs are young. They're going to have to grow up really fast once, you know, even before we get to conference because, you know, we got Auburn, we got Kansas.
Oh, yeah. We don't have no time.
You know, you got to come out the womb running almost. You can't crawl. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how it goes. But I like the team, though.
I do, too. I really like this team a whole lot. All right, Chucky Brown joining us here tonight, man. Great talking to you, my friend. And we'll catch up with you down the road as the season goes along as well. And good luck and go Wolfpack.
All right, thank you, man. Go Wolfpack, man.
All right. Thank you so much. Chucky Brown. Leland's Chucky Brown. Actually, it's funny he said that because he's from Leland, but there's another town that I'd never heard of that he mentioned was actually where he's from. So, but anyway, Chucky's a great guy to catch up with. And once again, the Wolfpack. The regular season opener is a week from tonight. They'll be hosting North Carolina Central. Matter of fact, really tough schedule to get started for the Wolfpack. Let's take another break. When we come back, Ryan McGee going to talk a little college football. You're listening to the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained cup specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap to pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Here are some Henderson County Parks and Rec happenings.
Art Start sessions are here on select Thursday mornings through December. Join for fun with friends as your young ones explore the world of arts and crafts. Register today at only $10 per session.
For more information, go to hendersoncountync.gov/recreation. Once again, that's hendersoncountync.gov/recreation or call 697-4884. Here's your WTZQ Radio Four Seasons forecast for Monday. We have a cold air wedge pattern that's going to persist over western North Carolina into Wednesday, bringing some needed rainfall and some colder temperatures. Today, we've got showers and near steady temperatures in the mid-40s. Winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. We could see gusts as high as 30 miles per hour this morning, and that's going to continue into tonight, where we'll also see steady temperatures in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 40s.
And welcome back to the Sports Week, everybody. Mike Morgan here with you. Let's head back over to the Mountain Credit Union hotline and bring in a guy. A lot of people may not know this, but back when he was younger, he used to root for the red and white just like I do. He's a big Wolfpack fan, and as Ryan McGee joins me, I just had Chucky Brown on the show. How cool was that? Taking a talk about a throwback to the old days, man, having Chucky Brown on with me.
Anytime I said it's Chucky Brown, all I can think about is baseline jumpers, man.
He was good at that.
If he got on the baseline, you know, everyone else was doomed. I love that.
I told him he's one of my favorite all-time. If I had an all-time team, he's in the starting five. I'll just tell you right now, I'm not because I just had him on the show. That's how much I loved his game.
Yeah. Now, if I had to start thinking about an all-time state team,
oof,
man, that's going to take a long time. But I was Thurl Bailey is my guy.
Oh, yeah.
I start with Thurl Bailey, and then I build around him.
Well, David Thompson. David Thompson would be my guy. But yep. Thurl Bailey's in there. Chucky Brown, yes. It'd be tough. Hey, man, always good catching up with you. Ryan McGee with ESPN joining us here tonight. Hey, man, I tell you. This coaching stuff in college football, my gracious, we've had, what, 8 or 9 coaches fired here in the middle of the year with Brian Kelly, the latest to go, hundreds of millions of dollars being paid out. Man, what is going on?
Well, there's panic setting in.
Yeah.
Because there's this real sweet, Marty Smith and I talked about this on Marty McGee when we started our show Saturday morning.
We were at Oklahoma. Yeah.
And we were talking about the fact that there's this panic that's setting in right now because there's legislation coming, right?
Right.
So there is a more than likely what's essentially a salary cap coming and payroll is coming and all these things are coming because of all the court rulings. And so there's this real genuine panic right now that if you're not in position over the next 18 months, you're going to get left behind.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was out at Oregon State a few weeks ago, and they've just given up. Like, they're just like, well, we're done, and we're not going to beat Oregon for the next 20 years. And no one wants to be in that position. And so that's what's happening is there's a lot of panic. And so it's, you know, if you don't make your move now, you don't want to get left behind. You know, a couple years ago, we were talking about, well, can Mississippi State and can Vanderbilt and can these schools keep up? They're fine.
Yeah.
You know? Now, a lot of the big brand names are really genuinely worried they're going to get left behind. And, the LSU thing's crazy. Brian Kelly, not a lot of people know this, but Brian Kelly, during the offseason, he hired an image consultant, a guy to come in and help him. And the image consultant he hired was a guy that worked at NASCAR in the 2000s. And that's like getting the guy that was on the watchtower at the Titanic to help you get your yacht out of the dock, right?
Yeah.
What a terrible move. And so that fault was stunning. Like, you know, and it's not his fault Garrett Nussmeier's hurt.
Right.
But he's just not very likable. And so as a result, those folks were done with him.
Yeah. But I tell you, and then you look at college football, Ohio State doing great. They're number one team in the country. Number two team in the country, I never in a million years would have thought Indiana would be the football powerhouse. But, wow, they're fun to watch, too. And just talk about the Hoosiers, man, getting it done in football now, too.
Yeah, and it's the top 10 right now has BYU in it.
Yeah.
It has Vanderbilt in it.
Yeah.
It has Indiana in it.
Right.
And you and I are old enough to remember when Oregon was like the worst team in the country.
Exactly.
And Kansas State was terrible.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But Indiana I never saw coming. But,
right.
But again, but this is where the panic is setting in.
Yeah.
Like the fact that Kirk Cignetti could go to Bloomington and is more than likely going to make the college football playoff for the second year in a row. And is ranked number 10. You know, they've only got a chance to have their second, like only three times they've ever had 10 win seasons. They could do it 2 years in a row.
Right.
And so if Indiana can do it, and if Vanderbilt can do it, if these teams can do it, then Missouri can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, when you're Florida and you're Penn State and you're LSU, you're thinking, well, why can't we do it?
Yeah.
And the thing is, you used to get 4 years, right? You get the job, and you got 4 or 5 years to turn it around. And now, because of the way everything works, if you don't turn it around like super fast, they can point to Vandy and they can point to Indiana and they can go, well, they're doing it.
Yeah.
So, but what they're doing is crazy. I remember when I interviewed a kid one time. I was writing a story about bowl games. I interviewed this guy who was he worked in IndyCar, and he'd been a free safety at Indiana, and they had gone to like the MicronPC.com bowl and lost. And he still wore his ring because it was one of the biggest moments in the history of Indiana football. And now, you know, they're talking about playing in the playoff too.
I know. Yeah, that's just crazy. And it's a great story out there too. ESPN's Ryan McGee. On with Mike Morgan here on the Sports Week Hour on WTZQ. I mean, because you're around football a lot, and with what's happened in Chapel Hill, with what we've seen happen to Clemson, the Wolfpack are not very good. Florida State started off great, and now they've fallen off. What, kind of nationally, I mean, we know the ACC is not very good, but kind of what are you hearing rumblings about the ACC out there?
It's all about Georgia Tech, man.
Yeah.
Which we wouldn't have said coming into the year, and they're one of those teams that are sitting in the top 10, and you didn't see that coming. And it's all about Georgia Tech right now, and it's the perception of, you know, because there was talk about could SMU get back to playoff, and everybody had Clemson in their preseason top 10, which I felt like was a little premature anyway. But the Florida State thing baffling. I mean, I think Norvell probably is the next big coach to go. They're certainly thinking about it.
Right.
And so but the perception of the ACC is probably a one team league in the playoff. But you know, it's kind of 1990 all over again, right? We're talking about Georgia Tech and Virginia.
Yeah.
Could be the two teams, you know, that could save the ACC at this point. And that's funny to me because that's certainly not the conversation we would have had, at any point this year. But I love Brent Key. I think that, and I think that Georgia Tech fans would have been a lot more nervous about all these jobs coming open. But now they're putting some money to it, and they're also, you know, that's his school.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's something to be said for, you know, him back at his alma mater. You know, just like Clark Lee being at Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. I don't think that those guys would leave because they're at their alma maters, but also at this point, who knows?
And, of course, we're, what, maybe 5-6 weeks out from all the conference championships being over and the college football playoffs starting again. It's going to be a fun year because, again, there's 12, 15, 20 teams right there that feel like they still got a shot. How do you think it's all going to play out? If you had to look in the crystal ball, who's maybe one or two teams that you think not in the top 12 right now that could get up there? I'm sure you're hoping the Volunteers are one of them.
Well, and I was just I've seen Tennessee in person a couple times this year. And no one's really talking about them. You know, Texas A&M, I interviewed Marcel Reed, Texas A&M's quarterback for game day last week. And they're number three in the country, and nobody's talking about them.
Yeah, I know.
And so I still think there are teams right now that are kind of sneaking under the radar that people aren't talking about that could still crash this thing. But I think Tennessee is funny because of Vanderbilt and because of some of all these other teams that we're talking about and because Tennessee lost, you know, that Georgia game, you know, over a month ago, people kind of checked out on them a little bit. And but I think that you can get back in there with two losses because one thing about these teams, there's not a huge been there, done there, but done that factor for a lot of these teams.
Right.
And so, you know, down the stretch, we'll see. You know, I don't. You know, if you're a Tennessee fan, you want Georgia Tech to lose some games, right?
Yes.
You know, that's what's fun about the deal now is, you know, you have to watch the whole thing,
yeah,
because you know, you want some teams to stumble, but I think the answer is in your question, which is I think that Tennessee,
yeah,
is probably the team right now that people have kind of checked out on,
yeah,
and but the reality is you can have a couple losses and still get in this thing.
Yeah, Virginia's that team that just keeps finding a way to win. They're winning ugly, but they're right there at 7-1. And wouldn't it be the most NC State thing to happen for them to beat Georgia Tech Saturday in Raleigh? That would be like the most NC State thing to happen because they beat Virginia already. They've already beat the other top team in the league. So why not ruin Georgia Tech season two?
Yes, we call it the Herbo Kane factor, right?
That's right.
Herb Sendek's going to get fired, and then he would make it to the ACC championship game.
Exactly.
You know, Mike O'Kane's going to get fired, and suddenly, you know, he beats Clemson, right? So it's the Herbo Kane factor is very high, but it'd be the most ACC thing ever.
It would be.
Georgia Tech, one of the darlings of the nation right now, ended up tripping over themselves, you know, against NC State, but you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people at NC State have mixed feelings about it. We're in that weird time where all these coaches are getting fired, and it's kind of like in your fantasy draft.
Mm-hmm.
The first time somebody takes a kicker, all of a sudden everybody takes a kicker.
Exactly.
And so, you know, a couple teams fire their coaches, everybody feels like they got to fire their coach.
Yeah. And Doran, the rumors about him maybe retiring or something. He's been great. I've loved him. I love Kevin Keach. You talk about the Herbo Kane factor. Kevin Keach pulled that off a couple of years ago, winning the ACC and getting to the Final Four. All right, Ryan McGee on with me. Not only a great guy on Marty and McGee on ESPN, and you see him all over the place, but before that, he was an Asheville Tourist intern. And you may not know this about him. He's a pretty good author. He's written several books, including a book, The Circuits of Baseball, his summer with the Asheville Tourist. And I'm in that book a couple of times. And also in that book is my mom's biscuits. And Ryan, as you know, mom passed away a couple months ago. No one in our family ever learned my mom's biscuit recipe. But she told my wife like a year and a half, 2 years ago, that she changed her recipe and she only uses flour and heavy whipping cream. So Laura always knew that, but we never knew in what way. Well, I found, going through all of her stuff, the recipe that she used to make her new biscuits. I'm using my quotation fingers. My wife has made them twice. They taste just like my mom's biscuits.
Okay.
When I get off the air, I'm texting you that recipe so Erica can make them for you. You can try them out. Maybe next time you come to town, we'll bake them for you. But I know that summer, my mom's biscuits and a nice home cooking kind of kept you interns going that year, didn't it?
Yeah, I was making $100 a week, and rent was twice as much as that. So yeah, your mom would make them and whatever, and I would bring them home. So yeah, your mom sustained us. So no, I'm all about it. And isn't it crazy, man? Like my dad, you know, you and Jeremy getting listening in a few minutes, and his mom cooked the greatest chicken and dumplings of all time. And when she passed away, the recipe went with her because there was no recipe. It was a pinch of this and a touch of that and a cup of this.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's the best news I've had in a long time. So I will be looking at my phone.
I will be sending it to you as soon as I hang up the phone here in just a second. Or what you working on, man? Where are you going? Because you've been like Where's Waldo? You've been everywhere. What's on the McGee itinerary?
I'm going to Cincinnati in the morning to interview the Cincinnati quarterback ahead of College Game Day this weekend at the Cincinnati Utah game.
Cool.
And then I'll be going out to Texas. Because Vanderbilt is going to Texas, which is, you know, there's a team we thought would be contender for national championship in Texas that's not, and a team that we didn't think would contend for a title and is in Vanderbilt. And so we're going to get down to Austin this weekend. So Cincinnati tomorrow and Austin this weekend, and all that'll run on game day and Marty McGee this weekend.
Well, man, I'm so glad you had some time to join me tonight. I love catching up with you, and we'll do this again when you got some time, my friend.
All right, appreciate it, brother.
The biscuit recipe is on the way.
I'm telling you, best news of the year.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
See you, man.
Ryan McGee with ESPN, but I'll always know him as a former Asheville Tourist intern. Let's take another break. When we come back, I'm going to bring in Ron Wagner. Ron's going to join me to talk about his experience down Chapel Hill on Saturday as his Wahoos got the thrilling win over the Tar Heels. You're listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business. Thinking about a new garage? Now is the perfect time. Garages USA, the area's premier garage builder, is offering a super special. Sign a contract with Garages USA before the end of the year, and you'll get a brand new standard garage door absolutely free. That's a $1,000 value. Prefer something custom? You can upgrade to any style you choose. With hundreds of projects completed, Garages USA is known for superior workmanship. Call Keith today for your free on-site evaluation at 606-7796. But don't wait. This special offer ends December the 31st.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway, next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This hour's Q-tip is brought to you by Blue Mountain Consignment.
Looking for something special? Come to Blue Mountain Consignment, where gently used meets beautifully unique. Discover treasures from local artisans. This isn't your typical consignment store. Blue Mountain Consignment, where pre-loved meets one of a kind, on Greenville Highway across from Publix.
Join us for a heartwarming evening at the Stone Soup Community Fundraiser, hosted by Love and Respect Community for Recovery and Wellness. On November 7th from 5 to 7 at First Congregational Church, neighbors will gather to share a meal, build community, and support those facing food insecurity and housing challenges. Guests are invited to bring a bowl and spoon. Extras will be provided if you forget, along with a side dish to share. For more information, visit WTZQ.com or the WTZQ app and click on events.
And welcome back to the home stretch here of the Sports Week Hour on WTZQ. I'm your host, Mike Morgan, and let's head back over to the Mountain Credit Union Hotline and bring in Mr. Ron Wagner. Ron is normally hanging out with me on Friday nights. He missed the game this past Friday. He and I both will miss the regular season finale this Friday. But, Ron, you missed it for a good reason. You went down to Chapel Hill, had a chance to watch your Wahoos, the Virginia Cavaliers, get it done against the Tar Heels, and congratulations, first of all. That was a big win.
Yeah, thank you. Now that the dust has settled a little bit, I'm trying to enjoy the win, but it was, as I said at the time, it was one of the most boring, exciting games you've ever seen, and I don't know how Virginia got out of there with a win, but they did.
Yeah, the stop on the I tell you, the gutsy call there by Belichick, go ahead and go for the win at home in overtime. And literally stopped about, a half a yard or maybe a foot away from the goal line, a chance to win the game there for the Tar Heels. But, man, I mean, Virginia, they just keep finding a way to win. It is not pretty at all. But at the end of the day, if you win your last game of the year, you got a chance to have a pretty good year.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the wins are what matter. And I guess as a Virginia fan, after all these years of frustration under Tony Elliott, I shouldn't be looking a gift horse in the mouth. You know, they have certainly seemed to come back to earth a little bit the last few games. But they pulled it out against Washington State on a safety 2 weeks ago, and I think that's their third OT win of the year, which leads the nation. So yeah, they are finding a way. And boy, you wouldn't have. I really, really thought they were gonna blow it in Chapel Hill. I mean, you could tell after the first couple of series that they were just flat. They didn't have it. And it just looked like one of those games, those trap games, you're going to go on the road and blow it. But, you know, somehow Carolina managed to give it to them. I don't know how.
And what was it like? What's the atmosphere like there for a Belichick Tar Heel football game? Are fans getting fed up with that dude? What did you hear anything or see anything or talk to anybody about Belichick?
I heard multiple jokes about his girlfriend. In fact, when he decided to, I don't know if you remember at the end of the first half, where they could have run another play.
Yeah,
they had plenty
yeah.
of time and a timeout, and they mm-hmm. didn't, and they decided to just kick the field goal, and at the time, and they missed it.
Yeah.
Virginia actually called timeout, and he hit the first one, and he missed the second one. But it was a 50-yard field goal,
yeah.
and there was like 12 seconds left of the timeout, and they just didn't go for any more yards. And one of the, I heard a fan say, well, I guess Jordan must have told him to do that. So, yeah, the atmosphere, it doesn't seem to be a lot of love for Belichick right now.
Right.
In Chapel Hill, and I certainly heard that from the fans, a lot of mocking, a lot of snide comments, and, you know, let's face it, it's been an unmitigated disaster. You know, even
yeah.
if they would have won this game, it wouldn't have really changed anything.
and again, their only loss of the year, a non-conference game against a conference opponent in NC State. My Wolfpack somehow or another beat you guys. So I want you to win the national championship so I can say, yeah, but NC State beat y'all. I'll hold that over you forever if you happen to win the Natty.
Well, I mean, I guess you could. And you know what? If that's what you need as a State fan, Mike, you can have it.
As a State football fan, yes.
Straight off as us getting an Natty.
Actually, I'm rooting for you, man. I hope you do well. And right now, Georgia Tech sitting there undefeated along with Virginia. I tell you, it's been a crazy year in the ACC. And Ryan and I talked a little bit about that just a few minutes ago. And we talked about it even on Friday nights, you know, sitting there at halftime and opportunities we get because, you know, Clemson's been a disappointment, Carolina's been a disappointment, Florida State's been a disappointment. Miami did the most Miami thing ever, losing to Louisville a couple weeks ago. And like I said, wouldn't it be something if NC State beats Georgia Tech on Saturday? That would be the most NC State thing ever to happen as well. But, hey, man, your Wahoos are right there. And, yeah, so I'm rooting for you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it. And you look at the schedule, you know, early on, it seemed like, hey, you know, they cleared all the hurdles. But suddenly
yeah.
Duke and Wake Forest,
yeah.
Neither one of them looked like a pushover. So,
you
know, we have to get past Cal this week, which
yeah.
we should. But you know, yeah. like you said, who knows? but then you got Duke and Wake. And I think both of those games could be trip-up games. But, you know, we somehow keep finding a way, as you said. I mean, I guess the biggest thing that concerned me against Carolina was we gave up, you know, Gio Lopez set a record for the season, or he set a season high in passing in the first half against us, which was
right.
unbelievable. They just absolutely dominated us up front. I mean, it was crazy. Morris was under pressure the entire game. We couldn't move the ball at all. We didn't have Cam Ross, who's our most explosive perimeter guy. But still, it was really kind of surprising to see how much trouble we had moving the ball and how UNC really pushed us around. But, you know, maybe that was just a fluke. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, but like I said, end of the day, 7-1, still undefeated in the conference, and you beat the Tar Heels, so I'm a happy camper. All right, Ron Wagner on with me. Normally you hear him on Friday nights with me on the call for Mountain Credit Union and Friday Night Football. I will be off this Friday. Ron will as well. Connie Costanzo is going to jump back in. Tuscola at East is our game of the week, so pregame show at 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 7:30. We will be following Wes Henderson more than likely in the playoffs. And as you look at the RPI, I was just looking at that earlier today. Mountain Heritage with their win over Hendersonville on Friday. They jumped up to number 1 in the 3A. Bearcats falling to number 13. But they go on the road at Polk County. Should get the win this week. That should help them get a home game in the playoffs. And then you got Wes Henderson sitting there at number 17 in the 5A. Franklin is number 8. And that's who plays this week. It is West Franklin at West. And so West could definitely help their cause, but I think even if they play them close because Franklin's so high up there, it shouldn't knock West down too far. So hopefully you and I will be able to be at Wes Henderson here in 2 weeks calling a home game and not taking a road trip with them.
Yeah, you know, as we talked about in our last broadcast, it looks like your opponent's record just has a huge – your opponent's RPI strength
yeah.
has a huge effect on your own RPI, win or lose. And you're right, Franklin, they're sitting at number 8. You know, I guess unless West just gets completely run off the field, I think they're pretty much guaranteed a home game. And 17, as you said right now, I believe 48 teams go.
They do.
It's hard to see how they wouldn't be in the top 24 and get a home game. I think that's almost guaranteed for West.
I think so, too. In the top 8 and 1 through 7A get a bye. So they get a bye week. So no chance really of our teams getting that. You know, again, like I said, unless West were to beat Franklin, they could jump way up there. And even Harrisville went from 8 to 13 with the loss to Mountain Heritage. So, again, there was, you know, they slipped down 5 spots. And I think even if West, you know, struggles against Franklin, I think they'll still hopefully will be a home team. And then, man, before you know it, high school basketball is going to be starting. I got to kind of I've been real good with football. You and I are going to be on the call for most of the games this year in basketball. So I got to start learning who's who at East, West, North, and Hendo for boys and girls both.
Well, you know, I haven't really researched it either, but just knowing from what I know last year, you know, of course, the East lost Caden Brewer, Hendersonville mm-hmm. lost pretty much everybody, I think. West, they had a big down year, so they'll be rebuilding either way. So yeah, it's a lot of question marks on the boys' side this year in Henderson County for sure.
Yeah, and we'll be getting those games going possibly in November, depending on how things go out, but definitely in December. Well, man, I tell you what, have a great rest of the weekend. Good luck against Cal when your Cavaliers of Virginia play, and then we'll see you in a couple of weeks when the playoffs start here in the mountains.
Yeah, man. You going to be watching any baseball tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I was going to wrap up the show. I'll tell you what, you're a baseball guy. And, you know, we had that conversation last week. You know, Dave Roberts made a comment about the Dodgers ruining baseball. Do you think the Dodgers are ruining baseball, or you think the billionaire owners who don't spend money on their own team are the ones ruining baseball?
You can't say they're ruining baseball. I mean, it's easy to root against them because, you know, they have everything, but you have to give them credit. Yeah, they spend their money, but they also have players, and,
That's right.
And they're fun to watch. You can't, they're just, I mean, Ohtani, it's just, they're just a super fun team to watch. But, you know, that said, I'm still for the Blue Jays as a matter of principle and a Braves fan, but, you know, it's better the Dodgers than the Yankees if it makes you feel any better.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, definitely. It was funny, I've got a cousin who's a big Yankees fan, but man, he texts me. He's been texting me like crazy. He's jumped on the Dodger bandwagon. I'm like, hey, we always will take more pulling for the big blue. Yeah, I will be watching tonight. First pitch here, a little more than an hour from now, Glasnow against Max Scherzer. And hopefully we'll get Scherzer back for him basically not pitching too good for us back in 21. So we'll see how it all plays out. But hey, five World Series in 9 years, chance to go back to back. You go back to back and you have all those numbers, three out of the last, or three since 2020. Dynasty, I hate to use that word, but they have been pretty darn good.
Yeah, getting close. You win this year for sure. You can start talking about it. But you know what? The Blue Jays can really hit. They're a good team.
I know. Dodgers offense has to wake up too. All right, brother. Well, have a good weekend. Have a rest of the week and a good weekend, and we'll see you here in a couple weeks.
All right, buddy.
All right, Ron Wagner, thanks for joining me. All right, man, I tell you, great show tonight. Thanks so much to Chucky Brown joining me earlier, the analyst now for NC State men's basketball. And then we also had Ryan McGee on from ESPN. He is quite happy that I sent him my mom's biscuit recipe. So he's really thrilled about that. So hopefully he'll make it. And told him to send me a picture when he does and try them, and they should bring back some memories. And, of course, Ron Wagner just a little while ago, too. But once again, as we mentioned earlier, World Series starts here in just a little while, about an hour from now. It'll be first pitch, and it'll be the Dodgers hosting Toronto. Once again, Blue Jays got a big win in week one. Blake Snell was not very sharp at all, but they scored 11 runs, beat them 11-4. Dodgers came back, won 5-1 in game two, as Yamamoto got the complete game. And that's just a rarity nowadays. And he's gone back-to-back complete games. Did it against the Brewers, turned around and did it against Blue Jays as well. And so that's something you just don't see anymore this day of analytics. And, you know, you're just trying to, you know, put in the right person and here, there, and yon. Yeah, so it was a big win for him. And so Glasnow has been almost untouchable, like a .68 ERA in the playoffs. Scherzer is getting older. You know, Shane Bieber will be throwing tomorrow night against Shohei Ohtani. Bieber's getting a little older, you know, so we'll see if Glasnow can keep it going. And really, to me, the key tonight, keeping Toronto in check, if they can keep that going. But I think top of the order, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Will Smith, Max Muncy, they got to get going. Of course, Smith and Muncy both homered in game two. But Shohei, man, he's got to get it going. He needs to be more consistent. So do some of these other guys. But, hey, we'll see what happens. And go Big Blue. And also got some NFL tonight. Commanders are at the Chiefs. Washington 3-4 on the year. Kansas City 4-3 on the year. All of a sudden, they're playing pretty good. And a team that did not play good yesterday was the Carolina Panthers, as they got whooped by the Buffalo Bills as they ran all over them, literally. James Cook, every time I looked up, he was breaking off a long touchdown run. And Panthers did not look good. Andy Dalton at the helm just didn't get it going. But, hey, they're 4-4. Still got a long way to go. Maybe Buffalo, who is pretty darn good, maybe they've kind of turned the corner and are playing better. And, of course, the team I used to pull for, Dallas Cowboys, they went out to Denver and just got destroyed by the Broncos. So a lot of weird stuff still going on in the NFL. But, tonight you got Chiefs and Commanders, and also tonight you got Dodgers and Blue Jays, Game 3 of the World Series. Once again, special thanks to Chucky Brown from NC State Radio, to Ryan McGee from ESPN, and to my dear buddy Ron Wagner for being with me. Mountain Credit Union Friday Night Football Game of the Week will be Tuscola at East Henderson. The Party UNC Health pregame show starts at 7, kickoff at 7:30. I'll be back with you next Friday night. I'll miss this week. And then I'll be back with you on next Monday for the Sports Freak Hour. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of the week and stay safe out there as we got some rainy, nasty weather. But have a good one, everybody.
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Thank you.